All right, welcome to lesson six, which is all about how to capture emails and how to create forms in ConvertKit to capture emails. So whenever I'm doing anything, whether it's marketing online or in person, my end goal is to always get their email, because if they're on Instagram and they swipe up and they don't shop, then you've lost them. So I always do a swipe up to an email capture rather than necessarily like a product link or a shop page. So there's a few different ways you can capture emails. One is Facebook. If you have a Facebook page or if you have a private Facebook group, you can create your form in ConvertKit, which we'll talk about. Put a link to that email capture form in your Facebook group. Tell people to sign up. You could also do it on Twitter. Just put a link there. They can sign up. You can do it on Instagram. And the biggest thing I hear from people is, well, I don't have swipe up. I don't care. You don't need a swipe up. So if you have swipe up, that's great. You can talk about it and say swipe up to join my email list. But there's a lot of other ways you can still get their email address if you don't have a swipe up. One of the ways you can do it is the question box. So if you go to GIFs, or not GIFs, there's a little question sticker that you can put on there. And then rather than like ask a question, you say drop your email address here. I always just do like a little finger emoji so they know, like, put your email address in the box. You can also tell people if you want me to send you the details to shop or to sign up, then shoot me a direct message, or you can put a link in your profile to your sign up form. You could also use Linktree if you have multiple links. So on Instagram, there's a lot of different ways to do it. If you have a blog, you can do an email capture form that pops up when they visit. So it can be embedded in your content, or let's say they're scrolling through, it can also just automatically pop up if they spend a certain amount of time on your blog. And then on Pinterest, you could create a pin that is engaging, something like 10 healthy habits, and they click through and it's a sign up form to get those 10 healthy habits emailed to them when they give you your email address. So that leads to my next point. So you want to give people an incentive to give you their email address. Some people will just hand their email address over, or whatever you're talking about is going to be compelling enough that they're going to want the information. So let's say I was teasing it on Instagram that there's this really big promo that's coming, but you have to be in my newsletter to get it. Like, let's say I was going to personally do a free gift with purchase. You have to be in my newsletter to get it. They might drop their email address in the question box because they want to know what it is. But other people want more of an incentive, like a guaranteed something. So you could say, I'm emailing out my 10 healthy hacks to everyone on my email list, or sign up for my email list to get my 10 healthy hacks, or sign up for my email list to get my healthy breakfast recipe ebook. You want to give them something as a little bit of a thank you for giving you their email address and to really entice them. People love a free download. You can just make it in Canva. You can design it in Word. It doesn't have to be any fancy. But you want to tell people, okay, when you sign up, you're going to get something special. So that's what you could tease on Pinterest is 5 healthy breakfast recipes, and then it clicks through to your email capture form. They sign up, and then the breakfast recipes are emailed to them. And all of that you can build in your email capture form, which I'm going to walk you through. One more thing that I want to talk about with Instagram is I would really experiment with what resonates with your audience. So I have 2 different Instagram accounts. I have a Foodie Stays Fit and Best of Winston. A Foodie Stays Fit, people do, they'll swipe up and they'll drop their email address. The question box actually works even better. So if I do the question box and people don't have to swipe up, they'll drop their email address in that box, no problem. My Best of Winston account, people will not swipe up. If I do a swipe up, nothing. If I do a question box, I get a lot more. So one, having a swipe up is not an excuse because there's other workarounds, but 2, swipe up isn't really necessarily the best option for many people. So I would experiment with both. If you do the question box where they drop their email address, you do have to manually type up all of the email addresses that get dropped in there. So just be really careful that you type them in right, and then you'll import them into ConvertKit like you would with any other subscribers, which I will actually show you real quick. So I'm going to share my screen and we're going to walk through creating a form together. All right. Okay. So let's say you got those questions. You did a question box and you did drop your email address. You typed them all up, put them in Excel. And then you are just going to import a CSV. You can add them manually. That takes forever. So all a CSV is a type of Excel file. You're going to put their first name, their email, and then you're going to save as CSV. I won't go into what it means unless you're a total Excel junkie. You can message me and ask if you care. But it's just a specific format that you need. And everybody who has Excel has it. If you use Google Sheets, you can do download a CSV. So you'll import a CSV here. Then you're going to tag them, which we'll talk about in a future lesson. So let's say this was for Beauty Counter Skincare Click. So anybody who is interested in Beauty Counter, I stick under here. And then you can put them in there. I can put them in my Beauty Counter sequence there. And then you'll just come down here. And when you drop the CSV, there's fields are going to show up. All you need to put in is first name and email. So that's how you import your emails after you capture them. So let's go create a form. So you're going to go to landing pages and forms. Okay, so you can see I have a lot of forms. I have some for A Foodie Stays Fit. I have some for Best of Winston. I have some that are just for Beauty Counter. And I always try to, this is something I've been doing recently. So if it's a form that's an embed only, that it's just going to pop up on my blog, I can't use it on Instagram because that's coded differently. For Instagram or Facebook, it has to be a landing page. And a landing page means it has its own dedicated page versus a pop-up is just integrated code into your existing website. So for most people, unless you have a blog, you're going to be doing a landing page. So that's why you'll see some that I have labeled landing page so that I know, okay, is this the landing page version or is this the pop-up version? So this is my pop-up version. This is my landing page version. So I actually need to go through and rename these, but we're just going to create new. And you can choose all different sorts of templates. They didn't used to have these. So this is really nice. So we're going to do a landing page today. So a form, again, is where it's embedding on a website that you own. So this is not embedding on beautycounter.com/Terry Lynn Hutchin, or like if you work for, I don't know, if you work for J. Crew and you have your own URL or something like that. I don't know if that's a real thing. This is, I own A Foodie Stays Fit. I do not own beautycounter.com. So this is where you can embed a form. So for most people, you're going to be using a landing page. And it can be hosted by ConvertKit or your own domain. So I always have mine hosted on my own domain, A Foodie Stays Fit, because I own it, but you can also have it hosted by ConvertKit. So you can scroll through here and just see what catches your fancy. Let's see. I like Lady Boss. I think this is nice. You can preview it too, so you can make it bigger if you just click preview. So the first thing I'm going to do is rename this, so that I know it's a landing page, and I'm gonna say email course training landing page. And then all these little spots right here are where you can enter in pictures. And I will say it's a little bit wonky. Sometimes you'll put in a picture and be like, wow, that looks like crap. So you kind of have to experiment. But this is where you'll do your headline. So let's say you are doing a free download for breakfast recipes. Love breakfast. Oh, why isn't it typing? Me too. It's going really slow. Okay, I'll probably make this a little bit more detail. And maybe I would put this here. And then you could put a photo in here. It's going to let me do it. It's really slow when I'm sharing my screen, so. Give me a little patience here. Oh, sorry. It was waiting for me. So here's an image I can drop in there. All right. Maybe I want something behind here. Go over here. You can also upload new images. So I'm just dropping ones that are already in here. Just because it's faster. All right. So then it looks a little wonky, but let's see preview. This is what your page is going to look like. Looks pretty nice. The other thing I always do is I like to look at what it's going to look like on mobile. So if you click share, you can get your little URL here. And then I'm just going to pull it up in my, because I have a MacBook and my phone, it's going to copy that URL over to my phone since I copied it on my MacBook, maybe. Let's see if it'll work today. Okay, it's not working, so I'm going to text it to myself in a minute. Oh, there it goes. Okay. It's pulling up gradually. So I was going to show you guys on here, but it's going really slow. But the moral of the story is always check. Let's see, it might work if I hit save. Always check what it looks like on mobile, because most traffic comes from mobile these days. So it might look great on your computer, but then when you pull it up on mobile, it might look really weird. Like a photo might be cropped funny or something like that. So I would just encourage you to check what it looks like on mobile. I don't know if you can really see this. Probably not. Well, moral story is check it on mobile. All right. So then you have your landing page created. Awesome. You want to put that, so you promised you were going to send them a PDF of your favorite breakfast recipes. So you're going to go into, these are all the things on the right-hand side that you can share. So here, custom domain, I put a foodie stays fit. If you don't have your own domain, just leave it as is. And you can change a success message. So once they sign up, they're going to get a message. And once they drop their email address, you could say, great success. Make sure to check your inbox to confirm your subscription and get your breakfast ebook. Okay, so then this is the email that they're going to get once they confirm. So thanks for signing up. Click the link below to confirm your subscription. You'll be on your way. You can choose, if you have multiple email addresses, you can choose in here. I'm going to select Beauty Counter. So you can change this. Sometimes I do, like if I'm doing like an opt-in, just Band of Beauty within 24 hours and you'll get a free gift or something like that, blah, blah, blah. You can add something else there. So if you're going to do the download, this is where you drop this in. So once they, so you can kind of just read the instructions and send emails. This will be sent to new subscribers from this form. So once they drop their email address, this is the email they're going to get to confirm. After they confirm, you can either direct them to a URL where they can download it, or you can just give them the download right there. I always do the download. I just think it's a little bit easier. So then you can just choose whatever you want. I'm going to go grab my breakfast ebook. That's going to pull in. Great. So then my breakfast ebook pulls in. So this is, if people visit the form who are already subscribed, this is usually more applicable, like if you have a blog or something, you can continue to show the form, you can hide the form. I would just continue to show it. This you shouldn't really have to worry about unless you're getting really advanced. So the main things that you're going to want to change are perhaps your colors. If you don't like the colors, I never tweak them. I just keep it simple. And then add your download there if you're doing them. And then always hit save. So let's test this out. Peloton. We just got a Peloton and I have to exchange my husband's shoes. It's kind of a pain. All right. So here's my landing page that I just created. We're going to do, I'm going to subscribe to it. Great success. This is what I just typed. Did you remember that? Make sure to check your inbox, confirm your subscription. All right. So we're going to pull that up here. Okay, important, confirm your subscription. Okay, the reason that it has this here is because it's sent to me from my email. Your customers will not see this. If I had sent it to somebody else's email, this would not show up. It's just because I sent it from my email to my email. So what I'm going to go in here, thanks for signing up. Again, you can tweak to call this. Here's that copy I added, which is Band of Beauty, and you'll get a free gift. Confirm your subscription. They're going to be redirected to a page that is going to allow them to download that PDF that I uploaded. See how it's connecting the dots? It's beautiful. That's me. So then they can just click this little button up here to download. They can print it, whatever they want to do. So that is how you create your first email form. Awesome. All right. So when you want to share it with people, let's see, you just click share This is the link. You're just going to click that link, and that's what you're going to use in your Facebook post. That's what you're going to use in your Instagram swipe up. If you're sending an email to a bunch of people and you're like, hey, I'm starting a newsletter, it's just about Beauty Counter. If you want to sign up, you can do that here. You could just manually add people to your list, but it's always nice to give people the option to opt in, especially if you have a freebie. I just think it's a nice touch. So this is how to capture emails, and the biggest takeaway is how to create a form. So your assignment is to go create a form, play around with it. I think they're really fun, and try to use it in the next week somewhere. So I'm actually going to take this and I'm going to show you. So I'm going to go to one of my Facebook groups. It's not working. I'm trying to get my Beauty Counter page group. There it is. Okay. So this is my private group that's just about Beauty Counter. If you're doing something, obviously that's not Beauty Counter. I think groups, no matter what your business is, groups are awesome because with the Facebook algorithm, people often don't see posts from business pages, but they will prioritize showing a post from a group. And oftentimes there's a notification in the top right. All right, so what I'm gonna put in here is something like, hey, I'm starting a newsletter with lots of skincare and makeup tips and an occasional freebie. Sign up to get on the list. So if you're brand new, you would say, I'm starting. Say, if you already have one, are you on my newsletter? I share lots of skincare and makeup tips and an occasional freebie. Okay, so the thing that's a little wonky here is I don't like the way this appears, so I would just add a photo here. Let's see, trying to find a good photo. Again, I'm not gonna post it because this isn't an opt-in I would actually use, but I don't know, here's some photo I have. Then it'll look a little bit better in the feed when there's a photo that's pulled in. There's a nice ox for you. So that's what I would post to use this. I would do the same thing on Twitter, for example. And then again, on Instagram, you can use that in a swipe up, or you could just take this link and put it in your profile. So hopefully that helps. And I look forward to seeing what you guys create.